This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert.
Starting at sundown tonight, the National Day of Unplugging begins. It's an effort from the organization Reboot to get people to turn off their phones, focus on the people around them, and try to take stock of how technology use is affecting others.
Tanya Shevitz joins us now. She's National Communications Manager for Reboot and the National Day of Unplugging. Tanya, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Tanya, why do we need a National Day of Unplugging?
Well, I think it's kind of the one day a year to get the message out that we have reached a tipping point in our use of digital devices and really need to bring our lives back into balance. So on this one day, we ask people to put down their devices for 24 hours or as long as they can do it. We just ask people to make an effort and to try to reconnect with the people around them, reconnect with themselves and the community. But this is definitely not a one-off. We want people to continue. This is the one day to get the message out.
So you're hoping that this could be habit-forming, not that we'll, you know, toss our technology in the garbage, but that we'll appreciate the time away from it.
Right, exactly. I mean, we're not at all anti-technology. We certainly use technology to get the word out about the National Day of Unplugging. But it's just that people have kind of reached, they're overwhelmed with the constant deluge of technology that's coming at you all the time. So certainly we're not saying throw it out. It's just saying take a pause and focus on the people around you. I mean, gosh, kids today feel like they're second in importance to their parents' digital devices. It's become mommy, me, and the phone.
A day can seem like a long time to someone who's really invested, who spends a lot of time on their technology and their devices. Is it reasonable to start off with a whole day like that?
Well, you know, we really do say it's open to your interpretation. I mean, if you can do 24 hours, that is wonderful. But it's just a message to take achievable steps, you know. So if you just do, you know, a family dinner unplugged on the National Day of Unplugging, or you take 2 hours and you play some board games with your kids, or you sit down and have a glass of wine with your spouse or partner and literally put away the cell phone, shut it off, put it in another room, and spend that time without the binging, beeping, ringing, and vibration, that's a great step. And maybe, you know, people will continue. Maybe they'll become addicted to that. You know, I really encourage people to do it in a way that works for them so that they see the benefit. So for me, I always unplug on the National Day of Unplugging for the 24 hours. But the rest of the year, I unplug every day when I pick my kids up from school. I mean, of course, there are going to be exceptions. There are always, like today, the National Day of Unplugging when it's really intense. But I'll be unplugging at sundown. So that's what's most important for me. When I pick my kids up from school, sending them the message that you're the most important thing, and I want to hear what happened at school. I want to talk to you. I want to play with basketball with you in the backyard, and I don't want this device getting in the way all the time.
So what's the reaction when you talk to people about this idea? They are excited, they see the need for it, or are they kind of horrified and shocked at the very notion?
Well, people definitely are horrified and shocked at first. You know, I mean, they're like, what? I can't do that. But, you know, once they start talking about it, they recognize that they do actually crave a break and that it would be nice. And, you know, no one likes to be at dinner with a friend or a partner who has the phone out and is completely ignoring them. So I think I usually start out when I talk with people, with groups in particular, I start out with the question, who here has been ignored by someone on a cell phone? Everyone raises their hand. Who here has ignored people when you've been on your cell phone? Everyone raises their hand. We're all in it together. And so the idea is really taking that time, thinking about your use and where you really should, you know, take a break. But of course, people are addicted. You feel the phantom buzzing when you don't have your phone. And it's hard for me. I'm the spokesperson for the National Day of Unplugging, and I think about my phone when it's away. But it's just about making a real effort.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel joked about this idea. He said, sure, spend a day relaxing without your technology, and the next day answering 500 texts from your mom explaining that you're not dead. So do we need to prepare people in advance if we're going to unplug?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, my gosh. I mean, there was this story, I think, last year of a college student who went off of Facebook and her roommate, like, I think alerted police, thought she was dead or missing, had been kidnapped. You know, I mean, if you disappear just without any notice, people are going to wonder what happened to you. So it really is about letting people know. I mean, certainly if you're going to do 24 hours, you for sure should call your mom before and tell her you're going to be offline. But it's also just letting people know, like, hey, I'm going to be unplugged during a certain time, or I'm not going to be reachable. just setting the expectation. I mean, unfortunately, there's an expectation in society right now that we will respond immediately to everything. And I think that it's retraining ourselves not to have that impulse and retraining the people around us and setting some boundaries. But absolutely, let people know. Put it out on your Facebook. You know, put it in your email response so that people, if they email you, they know that you're offline.
I understand that some people approach the National Day of Unplugging by taking a pledge to do it. Does that make them more likely to follow through on the whole day without technology?
Well, I think it does because it reminds them of all the great things they can do when they're unplugged. I was actually at an event last night where I took 100 photos of these photos that are on our website. As you referenced, there are photos that people say, I unplug too, and they fill in the blank. And people were coming up with all sorts of things. I unplug to create. I unplug to paint. I unplug to sing. I unplug to connect. And so it's when people take that moment to think about it, then they really realize there's so much more out there than that little screen. And so that really helps, you know. And it also helps to set up things to do. And we have people, partners all over the world. Here in San Francisco, we partnered with the San Francisco Rec and Park Department, and all their activities tomorrow are unplugged activities. And they're encouraging people to get out and play and do art and do Zumba and do baseball. There's yoga, that type of thing. Billings, Montana has a whole host of events all day, unplugged events. So it helps to have things to do. If you unplug and you just sit home alone, you know, that cell phone is going to be calling to you.
Well, you're looking at the front end of this. You're hoping people are on board. They're going to do this thing for at least part of the day. But what do you hear afterwards, after the 24 hours? What do people tell you?
Well, you know, we hear a variety of things. Of course, people are like, oh, my gosh, that was so hard. But we also hear about their incredible experiences, you know, that they had conversations that they wouldn't have had. We had an unplugged party a few years ago at South by Southwest Interactive, which is probably the most plugged-in place in the world, you know, at that period. And we had a party where we invited people to come in, stash their cell phones in the cell phone sleeping bags that we have, and have an unplugged time. And this woman came out afterward and said, wow, you know, my friends and I had conversations that we never would have had if we had had our cell phones. Because so often you're in a conversation and the other person is texting someone else or scrolling through Facebook, you know, I mean, just kind of mindless scrolling through the phone, which happens so often and is so easy to fall into. So we really hear from people that they have an incredible experience, that they've connected with people. They talk to strangers. Can you imagine that? Like actually striking up a conversation with someone in line or on the street. And that's just great to see and hear.
We're talking about the National Day of Unplugging. It starts at sundown tonight and goes until sundown tomorrow. Tanya Shevitz is with us. She's the National Communications Manager for Reboot and for National Day of Unplugging.
And we want to hear what you think of this. Be honest. Do you need this National Day of Unplugging? Do you think getting through 24 hours without, say, the phone, the tablet would be hard? Do you think you can get your family and friends to buy in? Or do you think technology is just part of how we live now and it's okay if we use it a lot? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or, ironically, post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll get to your calls in a bit. First, here's a check of the latest headlines with Kristen Durst from WPR News. It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about turning off our devices, getting reacquainted with the people around us, and, I don't know, reading a book or something for National Day of Unplugging. That begins at sunset tonight and goes until sunset tomorrow.
And we'd love to hear your take on this. What do you think? Are you up for a National Day of Unplugging? Can you make it from tonight, when it gets dark, you've still got a little bit of time left, through tomorrow night when the sun goes down? Do you think your family would be on board with this? And do you have plans for how you might try to spend that time and reconnect with the people around you? Call us at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Go right to our callers. We've got Christopher in Galena, Illinois with us now. Christopher, hi.
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for an amazing show. I really appreciate it, and I love the topic. I'm an adjunct professor at the University of Dubuque, and I taught a class that was basically communication arts this year, but I dedicated the whole J term to making a human connection, and that involves stepping away from technology so you're not distracted and actually making a true resonating connection. And I can't tell you how difficult it was for my students to actually put their phones away, not just in class, but I made them do this exercise for a day. I had no way of tracking, of course, if they followed through with it. But the reality is it profoundly changed them over the couple weeks, and they had remarkable things to say about the connections that they made when they weren't distracted. So I really applaud this type of effort. I think it's really crucial in a time that we're so plugged in for people to really go back and remember that some of the best things we have going for us are the things we're missing based on technology.
Christopher, thanks a lot for that call. We'll bring our guest back in, Tanya Shevitz, with the National Day of Unplugging. Tanya, he's teaching unplugging.
That's wonderful to hear, and I've heard it actually from more and more professors around the country. We have a professor that we've partnered with in New York, Jennifer Rausch, who teaches a similar class and has had her students unplug, and she actually took 184 days unplugged herself. And I think it is really powerful for them to experience that. There was a school here in San Francisco, Sacred Heart, that had their kids put their teens put their cell phones in sealed envelopes with an actual seal that you could tell if they broke it. So that's a tip for you there to see if they actually do it. And the kids said that they had incredible experiences and connected so well with their parents and their peers.
Well, thanks a lot, Christopher. Appreciate that call. And we'll go next to Dennis in Oshkosh. Dennis, hi.
Hi. Personally, I could go forever without a cell phone or a smartphone myself. I hate being thought of that I'm on call constantly, and my wife absolutely hates that I sneak out of the house without my phone once in a while, but I don't need to be on call, or, you know, then you do get the questions, well, where were you? Why didn't you answer your phone? Well, I don't have my phone. I forgot it.
Well, thanks a lot, Dennis. Appreciate your perspective. And Tanya, I notice this happens on a Friday night to a Saturday night and not during the work week. Is there something to that where, you know, maybe we're not quite ready to decouple from all the work that we do with our devices yet?
Yes. Well, there are a couple of reasons it's Friday night to Saturday night. So this is rooted in the tradition, the ancient tradition of the Sabbath and the day of rest. But it's a recognition that everyone needs this, not the Jews. I mean, this is like, you know, a profound problem worldwide now. But of course, I mean, geez, we're all, we have to be, pretty much have to be connected for work. I think it would be pretty hard to ask people to unplug during the work week. We're really saying, you know, unplug when you're around the people who are the most important to you, and reconnect with them. And, you know, I mean, studies have shown that kids that were sent away to camp without digital devices for 5 days, in comparison to the kids who were at home, they could read social cues and facial expressions much better after just 5 days. So just taking a break, you know, a regular break from technology, I think can have a profound effect. But absolutely, I think it's a little much to ask people to unplug during the work week. I think maybe, you know, unplug during your lunch to give yourself a break and maybe talk to your colleagues. But that's why it is on the weekend for sure.
Talking to Tanya Shevitz about the National Day of Unplugging, running from sundown tonight to sundown tomorrow, a chance to put away the phones and connect with people. Lines have opened up now at 800-642-1234. If you want to join with your thoughts, 800-642-1234. We've got Jenny on the line with us now in Deerfield. Jenny, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me. I actually did not know about this National Day of Unplugging, and I think it is an amazing idea. I know it's going to be very difficult for me to do it. I plan on doing it, but I think we need to have more of these throughout the year as our dependence on technology grows, especially with the younger people. I think it's very important to remember that if we suddenly didn't have technology or if something drastic happens, I mean, you're not going to know how to socially interact as well if you're not really spending time and getting to know people.
So, Jenny, if you take the day off tonight, tomorrow night, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with the time that you would have been spending looking at a screen?
Well, I'm planning on trying to actually read some books that I've been meaning to read, spend time with my one-year-old son and actually play a lot with him instead of just letting him play and sit on my phone. And I don't know, just try and catch up with people that I live near and, yeah, just try to have a fulfilling day without any sort of phone or computer.
Sounds like a great plan, Jenny. Tanya, write exactly the sort of thing you're looking for.
Oh, my gosh, that just sounds wonderful, especially what she said about connecting with her child. I mean, I just was at my son's school today, Children's Day School in San Francisco, and talking with kids. And I first spoke with the entire assembly, all the parents and the kids, and I offered them cell phone sleeping bags. And all these little kids, you know, like second, third, even first graders came up to me and said, can I have these for my parents? And they went over and handed them to their parents. So often you're hearing from kids that they really feel ignored. I mean, just look around the playground, and there are kids. You know, last week, my son and I were at the playground, and we saw two moms with their babies in the baby swings, and they were both standing next to each other on their cell phones, not pushing the kids, and it's just heartbreaking. And you know what? We're all going to be there sometime. We all are going to fall, and sometimes you'll be on your phone, or maybe there is something you actually have to respond to, but it's just being more aware and trying to take those breaks. So I applaud her for being mindful and saying that we need it around the year, not just this one day, because that's what we hope.
Tanya, you've done this before, and you said when you pick up your kids, you turn off the phone. But how has it been for you, especially these 24-hour longer times?
Yeah, so, well, the National Day of Unplugging, it certainly is a challenge, and you have to prepare yourself. I found myself last year getting completely lost because I didn't have my Google app, and I was coming from an unfamiliar place to take my son to Taekwondo. And then we were running late because we were so lost. I couldn't call my husband to tell him that we were going to be late, so we couldn't pick him up. So it's good to prepare yourself, you know, print out maps, make plans ahead of time with people who you're going to meet up with. You know, I mean, this is how we survived back in the old days, you know, when we didn't have the cell phones. You had to actually plan ahead and not just wait to text at the last second. So I would say plan ahead. You know, I would say that when I pick my kids up from school, it's not so hard. I do have this nervousness, like, oh gosh, is something coming in from work? I've really trained myself the social part. I just respond to my friends after the kids are in bed at night, you know, after 9 o'clock. But the work thing, I get nervous. Did something come in? But, you know, I would say 99% of the time, there wasn't anything that I had to respond to. So it's training ourselves.
Tanya, we had a caller who couldn't stay on the line who said she was going to do this for her kids, but not for herself. So she wasn't going to take the time off, going to make the kids do it. Do you think it's important, though, for parents to participate, to set an example for the kids in the first place?
I think that's the most important message here, actually, because the message we're sending to our kids right now is that it's appropriate to be on our devices all the time. And how can you, I applaud her for trying to unplug her kids, but she should really take the time to unplug herself. And I'm not saying for the entire 24 hours, but at least to show them that it is important to reconnect face-to-face. And maybe she is already doing that, but she's just going to, you know, they're too plugged in. But I do think that the message to our kids has to come from us, and we have to model the behavior.
Well, thank you for that advice about modeling. And for kids, is it important not just to unplug, but to talk about why you're doing it, to give them a little bit of context to dig into?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think a conversation is really important, both for both sides, for the parents and the kids. When I spoke with middle schoolers today, you know, they were all talking about how they feel ignored by their parents when they come home from school. They get the hand like, oh, just a minute, you know, I'm busy on the computer, I'm busy on my phone. And I said it's really important to talk with your parents about how you feel, but also, you know, look at your own use. It was interesting to hear, though, that all the parents seem to control the kids' technology because I asked them, but none of the parents seem to control theirs. So I think starting with a conversation at dinner or over a game and saying, like, this is why it's important. How do you feel? How are you feeling when I'm on my devices? How do I feel when you're on the iPad playing, you know, Temple Run or whatever? So a conversation is a vital part of this.
Well, Tanya, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. I would encourage people to upload their I Unplug 2 signs to our nationaldayofunplugging.com website to tell us how they like to unplug, and go on our Facebook page, Sabbath Manifesto, to tell us how their experience was.
Tanya Shevitz is National Communications Manager for Reboot and the National Day of Unplugging. It starts tonight at sundown.